or 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Spencer County basketball as we start the second. Collins man-to-man here. Right wing and right back here to Howie. Back to Siebert. Now Lambden has it out front. And look to drive right side, gets by Murray, leaves it off on the baseline for Michaels, missed it, rebounded by Warfield. Trini will hand back here to Federley. Good possession there by Spencer County. Had a good shot, just missed it.
Well, you haven't seen Abby Myers all net yet. I mean, that's, right? She didn't. That's 8 points a game, and she's dressed out. I see her down
and
here.
And a very experienced player at that. So I'm not sure what's going on there. Straight away, Hayes has it. Gianna let it go. Three straight away. This one no good. Rebound off Hannah Renfro, out of bounds. But good hustle by Hannah to try to go get it out of her area.
Gianna was open, but
with the way they've been running offense, and Spencer County going to take a quick timeout, 30-second here. But I think it's one thing that Collins got to be a little bit, maybe not scared of, but wary of, is don't fall in love. You've hit a couple threes, but most of your work's going to be done in the lane. Be patient. And I think when they've been patient, they've gotten good shots, and I don't think there's any way in this world Spencer County can play on man-to-man because there's not anybody on the floor can guard Libby one-on-one.
Too strong and very good with the basketball finish from the right or the left side. Just looking over here, I mean, Myers don't, I mean, she don't look like she's hurt. I mean, she no nothing on her ankles or... My man, J.R. right there.
J.R. Lucas. Quarterback for Collins, right in front of walking through. Spencer County basketball here. Howie walks it up. Collins in a 1-2-2 zone here. Howie takes the ball screen, dribbles, leaves in the corner. Siebert open for three. No good. Once again, another big rebound by Warfield. Just controlling the boards right now, Trinity is. Trinity kicks her dribble up, gets it away to Murray. Boy, I'd like to see Trinity play every minute she's in the game, just wanting to go get the ball right now. Federley takes a high ball screen, going to drive, go to the basket, goes up, and they'll say she traveled with it.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that one either.
I did. I'm not going to say it might be the same official that I didn't think did very good last time. I'm not going to say it.
You're not going to say it?
Uh-uh.
6:30 to go here in the second quarter. 18-8 Collins. Howie, crossover dribble in the lane, loses it, and then off her foot out of bounds. And so far tonight, both Howie and Lambden scoreless though thus far.
If we keep it like that, I believe we got a chance.
I believe so. I believe Coach Pigman will take his chances there.
The pig. Camp pig.
Camp pig. Federley with it out front. Going to take a ball screen. Drive left. Spinning in the lane, cut off, gets it out to Warfield. Trinity trying to drive baseline, cut off there, going to spin more in the lane, leave it off for Murray. Carson, high post for Hannah Renfro. She'll take the 15-footer and nearly banked it in.
I like to see her just put the ball in the little pump thing, give it on the floor. I think she'd go right by us.
Michaels, okay. Crossover dribble, free throw line jumper in the air, good. And right now, Audrey Michaels has been most of the offense. She has 7 of the 10. Only comes in averaging 4 points a game.
He loves playing against the Titans.
18-10. Collins with a strong end of the first and gets the score in the second. Fairly forcing her way off the board. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with Collins. That was off Steven. Allie Renfro will check in for Hayes, McGibbon, or in for Hannah Renfro.
Hannah needed a break. I think she played the whole quarter and without a break.
McGibbon out front here to Warfield. Trinity looking to drive, forcing her way. The baseline shot up, no good. Rebounded by Stevens. Just not a good look there from the Titans in the half-court offense.
I like the theory about driving, but you can't. You got to be able to, drive to be able to finish. I mean, if it ain't there, you got to kick it back out or keep on driving through.
Drives in the lane, has it knocked away, stolen by Federley. Libby trying to split through defenders. Off her arm goes up, lays it in. Oh, Libby got away with a push off.
You got to watch that off arm.
Lead back to 10 here, 20-10. Howie loses control of it. Picked up by Federley, ran into her own man. Libby coming up hard to left side. Still on the move, going to go all the way to the basket. Left handed layup, lays it in.
We're in good shape, man. That's when you know you got a great ball right there.
Libby now with 10 and a lead up to 12 here. 22-10. Left side, Lambden open from three. No good. Rebounded by McGibbon. Another good block out. Lady Titans really rebounding the ball much better than they did the first two matchups. Sadly dribbling out front. Spencer man-to-man.
I'm ready now.
She's directing traffic, take the ball screen. She'll just step into a three and missed it. They're going to call an illegal screen here on McGibbon. First foul of the game for Collins. Spencer County only one as well.
Anna Cleary in the game for Trinity Warford. I thought Trinity, man, just really played well.
I've seen Collins play a lot of games this year, and that might be the best stretch of basketball I've seen Trinity play. Howie out front.
That's a foul. That's a foul on Howie.
And there'll be a foul on Libby Federley as she bumped Howie off the screen.
Foul on Howie.
Yeah. Not Howie, but Hallie Renfro, right?
Yeah. What I said, didn't I?
Yeah, tell you were saying Howie.
No. She found Howie. I have not.
Hallie found Howie. Yeah. Gotcha. 3:50 to go here in the second quarter, 22-10. Howie makes her way to the basket, left-handed shot, good, and Melissa Howie on the board. Her first basket of the night. Collins still leads it here by 10, 22-12.
That's a good thing.
Hannah Renfro out straight away. Left side to Howie. Howie looking underneath, nothing there. Looking for a crease, leaves it off for Murray. Carson. And gets it on the ground, and it's going to be, I think, a timeout, maybe, or they got a foul.
I don't know what they got.
Foul's going to be on Carson Murray, her first.
Carson had Hannah Renfro open and throw it in there, too. I mean, it's an easy bounce pass right there.
So 3:10 to go here in the second quarter, 22-12, Collins. Crossover dribble by Howie, and that's going to be a foul on Hallie Renfro. Thought she got away with that, as you mentioned, Scott, the previous possession. She can't let the fouls mount up, as we talked about in the opening, of how much damage that Spencer County did from the free throw line in the first two games. Inbounded out deep to Michaels. She'll hand back to Lambden. Lambden now backs it back out. She will give over to Howie straight away, but well extended to the timeline. Collins in a 2-3 zone, it appears. Trying to set Howie a lot of this high screen and knocked away and stolen.
Go. Let's go.
Federley.
They're right
at
it.
The left side. Crossover dribble loses it. Picked up by Hannah Cleary. Right back to Federley in the corner. Feeds it down low to Renfro. Hannah up
there
and under move. Blocked by Stevens,
go.
But fouled.
Oh, that's
well.
The girl just threw the ball into the crowd.
So Hannah Renfro to the line.
Somebody must have called the Titan Nation and told them that they need to get up here and cheer. There wasn't nobody here at first.
They definitely have shown up in quite a bit more numbers in the last
baseball practice over. Mike Cameron only practiced 6 hours today.
Free throw up by Hannah. Good. I see him over in attendance over in the far corner.
He let them out for the last 3 days.
I think they're still hitting. They're just rotating in. There's about 85 of them.
I tell you what, it looked like a Yankee tryout camp the other day I was over there.
Second free throw, no good. Hannah Cleary knocked it out of bounds. Trinity Warfield back in. We mentioned played such a good stretch of basketball there. Late first, early second. Collins leads 23-12. 2.5 to go here. In the second quarter of play. Howie left side here to Adams. Adams drives. 15-foot jumper. Missed everything. Rebounded by Federley. Had Hallie Renfro up ahead, but couldn't get it to her, so now she'll just walk it up.
I think Collins would be happy with that shot selection all night.
Warfield out straight away. Going to drive hard.
There
leave it back
go.
For Renfro. Hannah goes up through contact. No call. Rebounded by Michael. Michael's driving hard up the left side. Cut off by Renfro. Still on the move. Thought she got away with the travel. Howie with it now out front.
Bam said he wished they wouldn't call that in the college.
No kidding. Left side, Michael fakes, steps in, couldn't get a shot off. Back to Howie straight away. Back to Michael, three in the air, good. And Audrey Michael now with 10, And the lead down to 8, 23-15. Giles is led by as many as 12.
Well, how he penetrates in, there's always another girl there to help pick her up.
Playing a 1-1-3.
Yeah.
Betterly looking to take her man. Spins. Scoop shot. No good. Rebounded by Michael. 1:15 to go here.
Isaiah Briscoe special. Right?
Big 1 minute here is who can grab the last momentum going into the locker room. Lambden. With it straight away. Crossover dribble. Trying to get in the lane. Steps back. Still on the move. 10-foot jumper. Well short. Rebounded. Adams saved it inbounds. Right to Michael. Michaels out front, stolen by Hallie Renfro. 1-on-1 with Lambden going hard to the basket, goes up and fouled. And Hallie Renfro will go to the line to shoot two. Hallie coming in only 49% on the season from the line, but has already hit two threes here in the first half.
Big free throws here by the fight, for the Titans.
Free throw up and no good.
Her sister's like, trying to give her a little hug and encouragement. She just pushed her away. I ain't got time for her sister stuff out here.
So now Hallie back to the line where she'll shoot her second free throw here. Free throw up. This one good. So Hallie now with 7. 24-15. Collins leads it here. 46 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Angela Lee will check back in for Spencer Kim. Inbounded to Lambden. Lambden still on a dribble in the backcourt. Almost fell down, still on the dribble. Guarded closely here by Hallie Renfro. Hallie bumped her, no fall.
That's a foul.
33 seconds to go here in the quarter.
They ain't got her hands on her, maybe that's why they're not calling her.
Right side, Lee has it. Back out front to Howie. 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Big possession for both teams here. Howie going to take a step back. Thought she was going to take a three. Knocked away. Gets it to Stevens. Now back to Lambden. Going to go down the right side. Goes up. Makes the shot and draws the foul. Lauren Lambden's first basket of the night. And that'll be a foul, I think, on Warfield. And it will be on Trinity. Her first. And Lambden to the line to cut it to a six-point game. 5.7 to go here in the quarter. Free throw up in the air. Rolled around, rolled in. Inbounded to Federley. 5 seconds. Going to drive hard left side. Leaves it off. Hallie Renfro, corner, no good. Rebound by Warfield. Hits it at the buzzer. Point blank under the basket. And just couldn't get it to go. So Collins fell down by 5. Came back, took a 12-point lead, and find themselves up 6 here at the half, 24-18. We'll take a break, come back, we'll look at our halftime stats. You're listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.